Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Islamic militants press deeper into Burkina Faso, leaving both Christians and Muslims with serious questions. Then, God used one sermon on the radio to save the life of a man in Haiti. It's a story you won't want to miss, so keep listening. But we'll begin today in Burkina Faso, where jihadists continue to terrorize the country and an increasing number of Christians are displaced due to the violence. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the Burkinabe church faces questions and an enormous task. Most of the jihadists are members of an al-Qaeda affiliate based in Mali, Burkina's northern neighbor.
How do we care for these thousands of people that have just come into our city? How do we encourage them? How do we help make sure they don't starve to death?
Burkina Faso has seen three coups in the last 2 years, an internal struggle compounding external threats.
They are pushing further and further south into Burkina Faso, and that is resulting in violent attacks against Christians.
Nettleton says some Muslims are seeking out Christian teaching because they know the terrorists are operating from an Islamic worldview. Pray that these Muslims would come to Christ and pray that Christians would persevere in hope. There's more about the situation in Burkina Faso and the work of Voice of the Martyrs. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, over 30 people were killed and 60-plus injured in a religious festival stampede in northern India. Kumbh Mela is the world's largest religious pilgrimage every 12 years, but this year's Mahakumbh Mela only happens every 144 years. The festival goes through February, and over 100 million attendees bathe in the Ganges River for salvation. Mission India's Regan Miller says,
a lot of people are searching for hope in places that they're not finding hope. So things like bathing in the Ganges River and hoping that that will cleanse them of their sins. You know, that's already a disheartening thing to hear about. And then to see that a festival that emphasizes cleansing of sins would end in such a tragedy like this as well is just really sad to see.
But Jesus changes everything. This past year, a Mission India church planter met a woman, Madhuri, who often went on pilgrimages.
She kind of just felt like this void still as she used to go on all of these pilgrimages. But she thought that the wrath of her gods would fall on her family if she didn't appease them.
Her daughter had cancer. The church planter shared the gospel and prayed in Jesus' name.
Her daughter ended up being completely healed of cancer, and it was just a complete miracle. So after being healed through prayers, Madhuri couldn't help but receive Jesus as her savior. And her daughter is now excited to share the gospel with others too, because she saw what it did in her own life.
Pray more, find true salvation in Christ. And the team at Radio TV 4VEH has countless stories of God's perfect timing. Based in northern Haiti, their station has been broadcasting gospel-centered, culturally relevant content across the island for 75 years. Kate Michelle with 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio, tells Darbell's story.
He had gotten into a situation where the only thing he thought he could do was to kill himself. He had made some plans. He was going to hang himself using the rope from the family goat.
But then he turned on a solar-powered radio the 4VEH team had distributed. A pastor was preaching from a passage where Jesus instructs his disciples to move on if a city refuses to welcome their gospel message. The pastor said point blank,
don't do the thing that you're planning to do. Don't kill yourself. If there's a place you don't feel at ease, brush off the dust from your sandals and walk away.
Darbell realized he could do just that. He moved to a new place where he eventually started a family. He told 4VEH,
if God saved me through 4VEH, I want God to use me to preach the gospel like the Apostle Paul did. We have so many problems here in Haiti, but I can say God's grace is sufficient for me.
Praise God for bringing hope to Haitians. You can learn more about Transworld Radio or Radio TV 4VEH. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.